SFFEL listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy. Because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Sharif Williams, I'm recording on March 12th, and today we're going to talk about short story collections. But before I get into short stories, I'm going to tell you about today's sponsor, which is Two Lines Press, bringing us That We May Live, Speculative Chinese Fiction. And this is a Calico series coming from multiple authors. A woman impulsively decides to visit her grandmother in a scene reminiscent of Little Red Riding Hood, only to find herself in a town of women obsessed with a mysterious fermented beverage. A city prone to vanishing storefronts starts planting giant mushrooms for its citizens to live in, with disastrous consequences. This first book in Two Lines Press's Calico series brings together speculative fiction from six of today's most exciting writers in China and Hong Kong, touching on issues of urbanization, sexuality, and propaganda. The collection builds a world both utterly disorienting and disturbingly familiar. This includes seven stories, and it sounds like a fantastic read. This is an anthology. I was going to say it's kind of on theme, but it is with short stories. So if that sounds interesting to you, definitely check it out. Again, that's from Two Lines Press, and it's titled That We May Live, Speculative Chinese Fiction. All right, let's talk about some short stories. So in my experience, anthologies have been a really great way for discovering new-to-me writers, and short story collections have been great for exploring the many voices of some of my favorite authors because, as you might already know, anthologies collect stories by multiple authors and collections are collections of works by the same author. So I didn't realize until I tried to write a short story how challenging the format can actually be. So when I come across short stories that make me feel like I've lived another life or like I know the characters intimately, I'm really stunned and in awe because that's a hard thing to do. And I've also had the privilege of reading some truly excellent short stories that have broadened my perspective on what can be done with the science fiction and fantasy genres. I think you can really find some great experimental works in this format. It just sort of lends itself to experimentation. So I chose a couple of collections that push the boundaries of genre and, of course, that tell some great tales. So for this one, my science fiction pick is The Woman Who Thought She Was a Planet and Other Stories by Vandana Singh. And this 2009 collection came recommended to me ages ago when I was a very new writer at Book Riot. And I was completely blown away by this truly imaginative book. Vandana Singh is Indian. She writes science fiction. And get this, she serves on the Advisory Council of METI, which is Messaging Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So she maybe knows a little bit more about aliens than we do. The title story is about a woman who tells her husband that she's inhabited by alien creatures. So firstly, this has to have some, I'm sure that her work and her experience with METI maybe influenced some of this story. You have to be a certain level of fascinated with aliens in order to be on an advisory board like that. And then also, secondly, this is quite possibly my worst nightmare. The very concept sort of creeped me out. It was a really fascinating read, but I was also like, wow, this is nightmare fodder, because no thanks. But Singh's been published in So Long Been Dreaming, which is an anthology edited by Nello Hopkinson and Upinder Mihan. I think we've talked about that collection before, that anthology. And also the SFF Magazine, Strange Horizons, and many, many more places. This book collects 11 of her published and unpublished works, ranging from stories about aliens and spaceships to more speculative themes. And a lot of the stories felt feminist in nature. Women are front and center, and it also drew from Indian culture and experiences. And I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for science fiction set in and influenced by non-Western cultures. So this is a good one. I also absolutely loved how complex and nuanced she made the characters in such brief works and stories. Each story leaves you with so much to ponder about our place in the universe and what may exist beyond us. And the collection has that existential edge. I mean, just consider the question of what it would be like to exist as a planet and host to creatures, like the burden of that. I'm sure planet Earth has some thoughts about that subject. And this book comes to us from Indie Press Zubon Books. So you'll also be supporting indie presses if you pick this one up. If you're looking for more by Singh, it looks like she has a couple novellas and more collections. Most recently, the 2018 collection, Ambiguity Machines and Other Stories, which is published by Small Beer Press. But again, I've been talking about The Woman Who Thought She Was a Planet and Other Stories, again by Vandana Singh. And speaking of Small Beer Press, my fantasy pick comes to us from Kelly Link, who happens to be a co-founder of that indie press. My pick is Magic for Beginners. And Kelly Link is a pretty well-known name in speculative fiction, but I had to include this one because I was late in coming to her work, and I suspect that there are others just like me out there. So Magic for Beginners is Link's second short story collection. This was published in 2006, and it collects 9 stories. Link has a really specific brand. You can basically say something has a Kelly Link feel to it, like a short story has a Kelly Link feel. And I think anyone who's read her work will know what you mean by that. They have a sort of whimsical, quirky, fabulous feel. And there's something almost shifty about some of the speculative elements. So you can expect contemporary stories with a magical feel about them. And I really love it when an author can almost make you believe magic is part of daily life. Like, of course, this completely out there thing is happening. It's that perfect blend of reality and surreality, the uncanny valley, I guess. And the stories have haunted houses, zombies, magic bags, pretty much everything I like. And another thing I like is horror. And there's obviously, as you might imagine from the zombie thing and the haunted houses, there's obviously a horror note in here as well. And I think I gravitate to Link's writing because I'm a big fan of Shirley Jackson. If you're a Jackson fan, you'll probably like Link as well. But I will say, do note that if you're looking for solid resolutions and a specific type of storytelling where everything is wrapped up in a tidy bow by the end, that's not really what's happening here. Kelly Link is very... She has a certain sort of tone, and there are elements, and there's a mood to the story, but it's not necessarily here's how a story begins, here's how it ends, happily ever after, or whatever. So it's much more about, for me at least, it's much more about the feeling you get from the story and that sort of whimsy. Link is a really, really prolific writer. So if you like this collection, you'll have many, many, many more of her works available to read right away. And again, I've been talking about Magic for Beginners by Kelly Link. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for listening. You can email us at sffyeah@bookriot.com. You can also review us on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. It helps people find us, and we love to hear your thoughts. You can find me online as well on Instagram. I'm at S Zainab Williams. That's S-Z-A-I-N-A-B Williams. And until next time, happy reading.